In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of today shows us two examples of the people that represent maybe most of us. One of them is Simon the Pharisee, and the other one is a sinful woman. And the contrast between these two people is great. Simon the Pharisee, he felt that he is worthy to invite the Lord to his house. So he asked him to come and eat with him. On the other hand, the sinful woman did not feel worthy even to stand before the Lord. So what did she do? She came from behind. She did not want even to stand before his face and look to his eyes. Simon the Pharisee, he received the Lord in his house. And the sinful woman, she of course did not receive him in his house, in her house, but she received him in her heart. The Pharisee, he just invited him to eat with him, but this woman received the master in his heart, in her heart. When the woman started to kiss the feet of the Lord, Simon the Pharisee started to judge the Lord, and he evaluated him as even less than a prophet. If this man is a prophet, he would know that this is a sinful woman and he should not allow her to touch his feet. So he started the whole event by judging the Lord and evaluate him and value him as less than a prophet. On the other hand, the sinful woman, she knew that the man, the Lord, is able to forgive her sins, and she knew that he is the Savior. That is why she came offering the tears of repentance. Simon the Pharisee did not even only judge the Lord and evaluate him as less than a prophet, but also he judged the woman being a sinful woman. This woman is sinful. She should not be here. He did not care about her. And actually, this man, his work being a Pharisee, he should be a teacher, and a teacher should be a person who cares about the people whom he teaches to. But he did not care about her. For him, she was just a sinful woman, not worthy to come and kiss the feet of the Lord. He only cared about judging her and evaluating her as being unworthy. The woman, the sinful woman, she did not care except about to judge herself and to offer tears of repentance because she judged herself being a sinful woman. So the one who judged the woman, God condemned him. And the woman who judged herself, God justified her. Simon the Pharisee felt in his heart that it's an honor to the Lord to come to his house. So he did not offer him the reception which should be done with a person like the Lord. It was a custom with the Jews that whenever somebody comes to their house, they wash their feet and they kiss him and make him feel comfortable. But Simon did not do all of that because he thought of himself that it's an honor for the Lord to come to my house. So it is enough for him to take dinner with me at that day. But the woman who felt that she is not worthy, she spent all what she can in order that she express her love and gratitude to the Lord Jesus Christ. The visit of the Lord to Simon in his house was a social event for him. He invited somebody to eat and to talk with him. That's all. And the event for the sinful woman was an occasion for the forgiveness of her sins. She made use of this visit, which was not even to her house. So these two examples, we can examine ourselves and see we are on which side. It's very easy that we look at Simon and the sinful woman, and we judge Simon that he did the wrong thing, and we praise the woman because she was worthy that the Lord would forgive her her sins. But let us examine our hearts and see, are we really on her side, or maybe we are on the Pharisee's side and we do not know? The people who stand with Simon the Pharisee, those people think in their hearts and their mind that they know the law and the commandment. I know what the Bible says, and according to the Bible, I can judge everybody. The people who stand with the Pharisee feel in their heart that they are worthy, that God would give them whatever they ask for. I have been serving the Lord for many years. I know the commandment. I know what is in the Bible. I have read the Bible many times. So why, when I stand for prayers, I do not expect that all what I ask would be granted? The people who are like the Pharisee even set themselves as judges for others. I know what the Bible says, and this man, according to the Bible, is a liar. According to the Bible, this man is a thief. According to the Bible, this man is not a true worshiper to God. How many times we catch ourselves doing this, which is the job basically of God? I judge others because I'm aware of the gospel and what the Bible is saying. The people who are like the Pharisees, their relation with the Lord is a social relationship. They come to the church in order to enjoy the gathering, because my friends are at the church, because I like to be hanging around with the people in the church. And the Lord, I know him only on Sunday morning. It's a totally a social event. The Lord, we are with him to eat and talk. The people who stand with the Pharisees, they want the Lord in their house without trying to honor him. I want him to look at me and my family and bless all that what I'm doing. But I'm not trying to honor him. I'm not trying to make his stay in my house comfortable enough for him to stay. Like Simon, he invited the Lord and that's it. Come and eat with me, and I owe you nothing. We want the Lord in our house without even caring to talk with him or to hear from him or to care about his feelings about what we do in order that we honor him. The results of all of this is what? The Lord did what to Simon? He condemned him. He judged him. And he did not praise his invitation. On the other hand, the people who are like this sinful woman, they feel all the time that they are not worthy of the goodness of God. So they always live in the life of thanksgiving. Every day, when they taste how good is the Lord, they feel he is so good and I'm not worthy for whatever he is doing with me. So I should offer thanksgiving. I am so much occupied with the ideas that he is giving me much, much more than what I really feel worthy of. The people who are like this sinful woman, their sense of being indebted to God makes them all the time to go and try to serve him. They try to find the ways and means to serve the Lord, simply because they feel that they are so much indebted to him. And every day they grow in their knowledge about God, they more and more feel indebted. And every time they try to return something, they on the contrary feel that their debt is increasing. The people who are like the sinful woman, they are so much focused on judging themselves. And they do not have time to judge others or evaluate others, and this is a sinful and this is a good person, because they all the time their sins are before them. The people who are standing with the sinful woman, they do their best in order to honor the Lord in their houses. He is the master in my house. I might own my house on the papers, but actually in my heart, the Lord is the owner and I am a guest to Him. And as far as He is the owner, then His rules are to be applied on my house. Whatever fitting with Him I do, whatever is not fitting, I should not be doing. This is how we should honor the Lord in our house. The Lord is the owner and the master of my house. Then I talk with Him and I hear from Him. The people who stand with the sinful woman, their relation with God is very personal. They know how to stand in their closed rooms and talk with their Creator. Their relation with God is not only limited to the church, but it exceeds this to even every place, everywhere, and at every single moment in their life. They know how to take Christ with them in every place they go to. Their relation with God is so much personal, and its manifestation is the love. So now, after we talked about these two people, and we saw how if I am with the Pharisees, then how I would feel, if I am with the sinful woman, how I would feel. Then now, how do we look to ourselves? Do we praise the sinful woman, but actually I am standing with the Pharisees, or I am doing myself in order that I would stand with her and do like what she did? Because at the end of the day, she was granted the forgiveness of her sins. May the Lord, who justified this woman after He saw her great love, to look at all of us and accept all of us in His mercy. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.